call this meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education on June 1st, 2022 to order. The time is 6:02 p.m. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through public notice on May 20th, 2022. Notice was sent to two newspapers designated by the board, the Express Times and the Hunterdon Review. Notices were posted on the district website, the main bulletin board in the administration offices, and in each Clinton Township school. Notice was sent to the municipal clerk of Clinton Township. Also, please note that this meeting will be live streamed. Attendance, please, Mr. Kramer.
Ms. Creighton. Ms. Emery. Mr. Hornick.
Here.
Ms. Kaltenbach.
Here.
Ms. Oliver.
Here.
Mr. Rosa.
Here.
Dr. Riamaki.
Here.
Ms. Brennan.
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Ms. Oliver, can you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Sure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening and welcome to our special meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education. Thank you to all that have taken the time out to attend our meeting. I'd like to take a moment, though, to remember the students and staff who tragically died last week in Texas. The events that occurred last week in Texas are heartbreaking, and as Dr. Steger wrote in her email last week, we have great leaders and staff that consistently review practices and procedures, and they work to keep our students safe. Thank you, Dr. Steger, for reassuring our community and students. I'd like to take a moment. As you can see by this agenda, this is a personnel meeting so that we can approve new staff. Board approval is the last step before staff are officially hired. Having this meeting in early June rather than waiting until late June will allow us to finalize and retain the best people who applied for these positions. In the next few weeks, we have lots of fun events coming up. My favorite is the 8th grade graduation, which board members, you received your invitation to on your desk. I do encourage all the board members to attend if they are able to. We do wish all of our 8th graders the best of luck as they move on to high school. Also, good job to all of our pre-K through 7th students who will be moving up to either a new grade or new building in September. Hoping everyone enjoys the last couple weeks of classes. As announced at our last meeting, the deadline to file a petition to run for the seat on the Clinton Township Board of Education is coming up in July. There is a 2022 school board candidate kit link on the front page of the district website if you are interested in finding out more information. Petitions are due to the Hunterdon County Clerk's Office by 4 p.m. on July 25th, 2022. School board elections will be held with the general election on Tuesday, November 8th, 2022. If you have any additional questions, you can reach out to the County Clerk's Office. At our June 27th meeting, we will be acknowledging our retirees from this year. With that, I'm going to hand it over to Dr. Steger for her superintendent's report.
Thank you. So as we said, this is a special meeting, and that's for personnel. We have had some amazing candidates who have decided to come to Clinton Township School District, and so we'll be approving them tonight so we can make sure that they get all their information and are able to start the school year in a timely manner. This was not something that was usually done in the past, but it's a wave to us to help ensure that we get the best staff available. We do have some resignations. Not everyone's on here, but as I reached out to the public and let you know, Ms. Ingram, or Ms. Thomas is another name, is resigning as the Director of Special Services, but we're excited to announce that Ms. Pacione, who's already in the district, hopefully will be later on board approved to serve as our acting director, so there's no gap in service and there's no gap during the transition. So I do want to talk about some of the great things that have been going on. Last week at PMG, we had an art fair. It was a wonderful event. The glow room was my favorite part, but it was so nice to see so many families there with their children, you know, like participating in those types of events as well. And I'm sure some of you have some new art that you can now put on your wall at home. We also had the health information night. I'll be sending out a letter later on this week, just clarifying some of that. We had some concerts already. They were excellent. PMG had their day concerts. I saw the second grade and kindergarten concert, and they were wonderful. Round Valley had a concert last week here, and then there's one tomorrow night. And I want to acknowledge the extra time and effort our music and art teachers put in for these events. You know, we just see them on stage singing. We don't see all behind the scenes. And I mean, that art fair, the setup for it, took her months. So thank you to all of our teachers for doing that. And then we haven't had a board meeting since, but I want to say congratulations to the staff, to the cast of Moana. Moana was a wonderful production. It was great to see. I was glad I got to come. I tried to get my kids to come as well. They didn't join me, but hopefully in future ones they will. In the middle school, there was a whole trip to Patriots Stadium. And yesterday, some kids had a trip to Gettysburg. So there's a lot of great things that are happening that we haven't seen in a couple of years. The kids sometimes are a little, I guess, adjusting to the changes and the differences, but they've done a really nice job. I also want to bring up one more exciting event that's happening as we're here right now. Gianna Mariana, who is a student right here in Clinton Township Middle School, is in the semifinals for the National Spelling Bee. So the word that she spelled correctly today, I'm not even sure I can pronounce correctly, but it is uvoperiotitis. It is uvoperiotitis. And I don't know the origin, so I can't help you with that. But congratulations to Gianna. We're very proud of her. And with that, we'll get to the business of approving these great teachers who are going to join our kids in the fall.
Thank you. Thank you. And can we acknowledge her maybe at the next board meeting?
She's coming.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Okay. Can you hear me? I'll use my big voice. At this time, we've reached the public comment section. We've received one written comment today. Per our policy, these are not normally read. However, it was posted incorrectly on our website, so if there is time during public comment after in-person and Zoom comments, it will be read. We also received a few emails since the last board meeting to the board members. Those listening to the live stream are welcome to offer commentary. However, priority will be given to in-person comments. If anyone in the audience would like to address the board, please come up to the podium. You do not need to wait for the speaker to sit once they complete their comments before approaching the podium. There is a clipboard for all participants to write their name and address. When it is your turn, if you could then please state your name and address for the audio recording. Each person will have up to 3 minutes. If time allows, Zoom participants will have the opportunity to address the board. Those on Zoom can use the raise hand feature, which can be found by clicking the participants button at the
How is that good? Okay. Okay, for the record, my name is Kim Gordon and I live at 12 Sheridan Road. And I'm standing here tonight as a concerned parent and citizen of the town. I attended the curriculum information night on May 26th with my husband. We were very disturbed at the content of the core values and the 2020 comprehensive health curriculum, health standards. I understand it's up to our district, our own district, to write our own curriculum based off of those standards. But the content does not belong anywhere in a K-8 school. It was made very clear by the majority of those attending last week's meeting that the community does not want those standards adopted. As the Board of Education of Clinton Township, you were voted in to represent the public, and the public had made themselves very clear. You have the power given to you by the people to vote the standards down. Garwood Township did just that, just in New Jersey. Jackson School District, as well as Franklin Township, have done similar adaptations. They listened to their constituents, and they made a motion not to accept the standards in their district. I call on you to do the same thing. Please do not hide behind the notion of, well, these standards are law and we don't have a choice, like you did the mask mandate. You do have a choice. You can vote to stand the vote the standards down and take a 4-point loss in the district rating, and to me, that is well worth it, and I'm sure many will agree. Our children do not need these standards. The standards in the younger grades teach division. The standards in the 3rd through 8th grade are just downright inappropriate. It is the parents' job, based on their belief system, morals, religion, and culture, to teach such content like masturbation, anal sex, oral sex, vaginal sex, birth control, abortion as a form of birth control, and some of the other core values that are in the standards. It was stated in last week's curriculum meeting that the experts wrote the standards. Those people may have gone to school and written more papers and have gone to school longer than some of us, but that does not make them an expert on our children. Thank you.
Good evening. I'm not going to go over the, Christopher Stadoulis, Clinton Township. I should know the role by now, right? I'm not going to even go into the actual core curriculum of what the state is with the standards, what they want school districts to teach, but it's very inappropriate, a lot of it. So I'll get right to it. Obviously, there are not a lot of many community members, parents, people that don't have children in the district don't agree with it, and there are many issues with this new curriculum, whether it be a heterosexual, homosexual subject matter, or otherwise. Take, for example, transgenderism. The solution to helping children work through their gender dysphoria is not to feed it, but address it, whether that be a school therapist or outside therapist, while having the parent or guardian involved. The solution is also not to force everyone else's child to be subjected to this idea that a person can change their gender, especially at an early age. They biologically can't. There's only two genders, and anyone born intersex doesn't open the door for a 3rd or 4th or 20th gender. It is merely a birth defect, not the norm. Education must be grounded in truth. Without it, it's worthless. Be honest with children and tell them it's okay if they wish they were the opposite sex or think they were born in the wrong body. These people have existed for many years. They're called gay and lesbian. Puberty blockers, hormones, surgeries, nor anything else can change one's DNA. The idea can also harm those children who are not confused about their gender and identity. The same way I cannot change my age, race, or nationality, one cannot fully, truly change their gender. Now, I read the 66-page state standards, and although I personally feel not all of it is unreasonable, such as having a healthy relationship, living a healthy lifestyle, and knowing you have the right to say no and protect yourself and your body, these are still subject matters that can be very subjective, and depending on who is teaching it and what their moral standards and personal beliefs are, still makes this curriculum inappropriate for a public school setting. Basic anatomy, puberty, STDs, pregnancy, childbirth is all sex ed should consist of. In fact, I feel these topics should be simply taught in biology class. We don't have curriculum to teach students about disabilities or mental health issues just to make those feel comfortable, accepted, and loved. We simply teach children to respect others regardless of the differences as we go about our daily lives. Even if you were to remove all the highly inappropriate subject matter and have an opt-in option, I still have concerns with the children learning these things that other parents don't want their own children learning or being exposed to because simply We know that children are unfiltered. They're going to interact with each other. They're going to hear it. It's going to go around the school, and it may even go around the school by some teachers and staff. So lastly, I'll say you have the authority to put forth a motion to vote on writing a resolution to not adopt this inappropriate curriculum that violates parental rights, a fundamental right, which can undo the very foundation that parents have been laying down for their children for a number of years based on their own morals, principles, and values. Do the right thing and make a motion to adopt a resolution to not adopt this curriculum. Thank you.
Do we have anyone else who would like to address the board?
So my name is Kathleen Meyer Crane. I live at 99 Haytown Road in Lebanon. I emailed you all today, but I'm just gonna, I guess, repeat what I said. So first of all, a couple things. First of all, I just wanna say that I realize that this is a very difficult situation for all of you and that you're in the hot seat right now, and maybe you didn't even realize you were gonna be there before you took on this job. So I appreciate what you're doing, and I know that it's difficult to be objective and to care about everyone and to not be emotional, and I think we all need to do that. And I also wanna say that just as an individual, this has been a difficult, for all of us, it's been a difficult couple of years. I'm very sensitive to the LGBT community. I have friends and that I love very much in that community, and I would never, ever want anyone to think of me as anti-gay in any way or any other part of that community. So I want to be respectful to that, and I think we all need to, as a community, come together and be more respectful of one another and have these conversations and not be upset about everything. Now, that said, I am also feeling like, at this point, this curriculum has gone way overboard. We have a health class. The health class was fine, but now it's, to me and to a lot of people, it's completely out of control. We've had several years of division in our society. It's gotten completely out of control, and our children are feeling the sting of this. They're anxiety-ridden, and this is just gonna make it so much worse. I truly believe that we're going to create a wedge between parents and children. A lot of this stuff is against people's religion. It's against their moral and ethical, you know, feelings about how life should go and how we feel. I don't need to tell you how I feel right now. I need you to know that, you know, this is against a lot of people's feelings and a lot of people's beliefs. And we as parents truly feel that it's our job to teach our children sexuality above all, and that by coming in and teaching them things that are absolutely against our religion, you're creating division. And we've already had enough of that, and I think we all agree there. So, I mean, I'm also coming from a parent of a child with special needs. And at one point, you know, I have a son with autism, and at one point I looked at my husband and I was like, there's a class now, and everything is about LGBT, LGBT this, LGBT that. As sensitive as I am to LGBT community, we're not talking about autism like that. Why isn't there a class for people with autism? How come someone doesn't need to take a class and understand and take a test and in order to graduate so that they understand my child's issue? And I'm not comparing LGBT with autism directly. I'm not saying they're equatable. Please don't misunderstand me. But I do feel like the percentage, if you were to look up the percentage of people who are gay or lesbian or transgender, and then you were to look up the percentage of people who are autistic, you'll see that it's comparable. So in that respect, I'm saying this is ridiculous. We don't need a class, and we don't need our curriculum to be completely inundated with this totally out of control sexual content. So thank you for your time, and I hope that we can resolve this as a community.
Is that good? Oh, okay. What's that? Oh, thank you. Good evening, everybody. My name is Cynthia, Clinton Township, Fort Bry Lane. I just want to thank you for the Fort Bry Lane. I just want to thank everybody for being here today, parents, board members, for giving us the opportunity to speak and to hear us. Very touched by every parent and what they had to share today. And as a parent, I'm very concerned because I always teach my children respect, and I know I've said this before. Respect for individuality, a person for their person, whoever they are, whatever their beliefs are, whatever religion, whatever culture. The division that will become of this is going to be irreversible. That scares me. The information that my child may receive that might not really go with my belief, that terrifies me. I'm here as a parent to simply ask and to simply state, please hear us. I am not asking for something that is far-fetched other than to hear us as parents, understand that we have, every parent has values, morals, beliefs, and to move forward with a curriculum that may not be the most correct in my eyes, in many eyes, in my beliefs, is just gonna do a disservice to our children, to the future, to the community, to one another. It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking, it's terrifying, and I really do not want this curriculum to move forward the way it's being moved forward now. It has to be looked into further. Sex education, that's a topic at the table for every parent. Every child matures differently. Every child learns differently. As educators, you know that. Every child learns differently. As a parent, it's our responsibility to teach our children those things, to teach them the respect, to teach them sex education and things of that nature. Leave it to the parents. It's not in the schools. You yourselves are parents. How comfortable would you be with your child learning things of that nature that they just brought up and discussed and moved, you know? I would not feel comfortable with that. Those are conversations that I need to have with my child, that I know that I could look into my child's eyes and know that, you know, he knows that I'm speaking of the truth. I'm not speaking of just an opinion. I'm speaking of facts. My 3 minutes are up, now you understand. I beg you and I plead that you will not move forward with this curriculum. As a parent, this is terrifying. And what's even more terrifying is there are not many parents that are aware of this. Why wasn't there a Google form or something, survey? Thank you.
I give you my address. Okay.
The first timer is 2 minutes and 30 seconds. You have an additional 30 seconds.
Okay. So for me, the curriculum. Oh, Florence Forlini, 175 Stanton Mountain Road. For me, my eyes were wide open when I've always done homeroom mom, always volunteered. I felt so unity with this community. Blue Ribbon Schools, what could you ask for? You get here now 2.5 years later, COVID hits. We had the Day of Solidarity for LBGQ+, was my first time realizing, wait a minute, what's this? My kids get off the bus. Hey, what's going on? I didn't do the Day of Silence for LBGQ+. We didn't do the Day of Silence, so tell me more about that. Oh, it's to stand in solidarity. What does that mean? I don't know, but I didn't do it because I'm not gay. The curriculum didn't support your talking over these kids' heads, right? Did they miss something? There was no information. They weren't ready for it. They didn't ask a question about it. So you're giving them, stand in solidarity for LBGQ+, to 6th, 7th, and 8th graders who may not even know what that means, right? So I stand here now. We are going over all this oversexing, in my opinion, and that's just my opinion. I don't think I'm alone. And the more this goes on, we're speaking over their heads. You never answer a question that has not been asked. These kids aren't asking these questions. We're giving them too much information. Where's the curriculum? I beg, where's math? Where's history? Where is social study? Where is the curriculum? I haven't heard about curriculum in 2.5 years. Please, please really think hard. You don't have to do this. You don't. Thank you.
Okay. This is from Pedro Lopes, 11 Prescott Circle. Due to a conflict of schedule, I am not able to participate in person, but I would like to take this opportunity to share my views on a couple of subjects and address the board. As you know, on May 26th, the community was invited by the district to attend a parent night meeting to discuss a few subjects, including the new health standards.
Christopher Stadulis, Clinton Township, and I just would like to say one thing to add to what my wife, Cynthia, was saying. My concern overall, the umbrella of the issue that I see in public schools nowadays, not just this school district or state, but the whole country, it's happening everywhere. Social and political issues are being put into the school district. And when you do that, you're segregating kids without intentionally doing that. You're putting labels on people. Students are expressing themselves, which absolutely have a right to under the First Amendment. But when we sanction these things in school, we are preventing kids from getting to know each other or playing with each other. Now, I'll give you a good example. I'm originally from New York City. I'm a former actor. I was part of Hollywood for over 10 years. I voted for Obama. I care just as much about the planet and things that many of you care about. So you might think otherwise based upon how I've spoken at other meetings, but I'm not a mean person, and I'm not a right-wing extremist. I'm a realist, and I'm American. And my wife and I moved out here, and we met a lot of great people, and a lot of our friends are Democrats. And I'll tell you, if I had a sign on my lawn when I first moved out here expressing my beliefs in anything, and they had something expressing their beliefs, we may not have even put down our guard, our guard, and have predisposed ideas of what kind of person that might be. So it's like, example, if somebody has a Hillary shirt and then this kid's wearing a Trump hat, they're not going to speak to each other. They've already been indoctrinated, ingrained, and conditioned to think a certain way and put each other in a box. And as my wife's pastor once said, her friendship is more important than her opinion. So I have a lot of good friends in this township. We don't agree on everything politically or socially, but we respect each other. But when it comes to teaching my children certain things, or people wanting to, or feel a need or a desire that my child should learn what their child should learn, that's when you're crossing the line. That's when I say enough is enough. So I do want to apologize to Dr. Steger for getting upset at the parent information night last week, but the people behind me were the people that the person who wrote the comments, they were saying very rude things and things that I can't even say here. And I bit my tongue for a while, but enough is enough. So if we're going to get together, please, social political stuff should not be in schools. Please, I invite everybody over to my house and I never introduce any of that stuff to any of my children's friends. I don't want to ruin friendships. There's so many more things that we can learn and we agree upon in life if we just give ourselves a chance and not highlight sexual identity, politics, who's for abortion, who's against abortion. It's divisive. And we're doing, with the country, happened in the country for the last so many years, under Obama, under Trump, we saw it get worse. I'm ending now, Lon, I'm sorry. And the last thing I'll say is, we're doing it now at an early age. This is not good for the future. I know what's gonna happen, and it's not intended, but it's gonna be one of the unintended consequences that's gonna come from this. Mark my words. So please, let's just get along, put all that stuff aside, and let's get back to the basics of academics. Thank you.
With that, I am closing the floor to public comments. We've exceeded our 20 minutes. And now we will move on to personnel. Mr. Hornick, your report, please.
Hi, good evening. The Personnel Committee met on May 25th for just under an hour. In attendance were Ms. Brennan, Ms. Emery, Ms. Creighton, Dr. Steger, and myself. We discussed everything we see on the agenda tonight. As Dr. Steger had said, it's wonderful that this is one of the first times we're getting these teachers onboarded now, like getting them approved early to give them confidence, give them more time to prepare, and allowed us to get really great teachers to join the already incredible teachers we have. We have resolutions here, as also mentioned earlier, about Ms. Petion being approved to come over as an acting director for special services. And of course, that means we have to find somebody to be an acting person for the director, the supervisor of instruction. We have some substitutes, which are always happy to see after this past year or two where it was hard to find substitutes. All the new hires that we have so far are listed here, as well as we see we had previously approved our summer extension at $18 an hour, and we have raised that. We're asking to raise that to $20 an hour, as it's been at 18 for years, and there's no real reason that it hasn't been adjusted. And to be competitive with other districts, we want to make sure to keep that in line. And we have some curriculum supervision or writers over the summer, and that, as mentioned before as well, some resignations that unfortunately we do have to accept here. And that is all I have in the report for this, unless any of the members of the committee have any other anything to add.
I'm not technically part of the committee, but I would like to add that we have our interim principal here tonight, Ms. Christina Steffner. Welcome.
Welcome. Pleased to have you join us. She will be the principal next year for Clinton Township Middle School, and we're excited to have her come on board. So thank you for being here tonight.
With that, no additional comments for adding on for personnel. I'm looking for a motion for 22P142 through 22P160.
Motion.
Was that you, Ms. Kalman? Thank you. Looking for a second.
Second.
Thank you, Dr. Rihamaki. Any questions, discussion? Seeing none, roll call vote, please, Mr. Kramer.
Ms. Emery.
Yes.
Mr. Hornick.
Yes.
Ms. Kaltenbach.
Yes.
Ms. Oliver.
Yes.
Mr. Rosa.
Yes.
Dr. Rihamaki.
Yes.
Ms. Brennan.
Yes.
Passes.
Okay, with that, our next meeting is scheduled for June 27th at 7:30 p.m. at Clinton Township Middle School. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening for our special board meeting. Oh, looking for a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Thank you. And looking for a second?
Second.
Was that you, Ms. Emery?
Ms. Emery? No.
It wasn't?
Who was it?
Oh, Ms. Kaltenbach, thank you. Yes. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? The time is 6:41 p.m. Thank you. Have a good evening.